Let's turn in our Bibles to the sixth chapter of the epistle to the Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 6. And we are reading in this sixth chapter at the verse 10, the final exhortation of the Apostle Paul to the church of Galatia, or the church rather of Ephesus. And let us just look at that, at the sixth chapter of Ephesians and at the verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. It is essential that as we come to pray tonight, we are strong in the Lord. If we're strong in the flesh, our prayers will not be heard. If we're strong in the ability of the body and the flesh, we will have no answers. But if we are low at the Lord's feet, we will be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God. Not put on the armor of God, but put on the whole armor of God. And every part of that armor, we take it and we put it on for the battle. Because we have to stand. There's a lot of people sitting today. There's a lot of people sleeping today. There's a lot of people backsliding today. But if we're going to do the work of God, we have to stand. And we have got to stand against the wiles of the devil. This is a battle. This is not a picnic. It's a battle. And we're in a fight for our life and for the lives of men. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. This is not an ordinary battle which engages us on the plane of the flesh. But we wrestle not against the flesh and the blood. This is a far deeper battle. This is a more stern conflict. This carries us into the spirit world. And we have principalities, the princes of the satanic underworld. And immediately you get down to prayer. If you're a child of God, you'll meet opposition. Opposition from the princes of the enemy. And then it's against the rulers of the darkness of this world. Why, the devil wants to darken our minds tonight and hold us back from real old-fashioned praying. But thank God there is liberty to defeat the rulers of the darkness of this world. And against the highest possible spiritual wickedness in high places. This is not some demonstration out there for people to admire our uniform and to admire our position in the ranks of the army of God. This is a battle for our lives and the lives of our generation. Wherefore, we have to be prepared by taking the whole armor of God. If you don't take the whole of it, the devil will find out the part you haven't covered with the weapons of our warfare. And he will soon knock you over, and you'll not be fit for the terrible day. That ye may be able to stand, to withstand in the evil day. We live in an evil day. A day when the evil power of hell are manifested and to attack the church of Christ and destroy its ministry. We have to stand in the evil day, and having done all, we're not to run away and say, I'm tired. We're not saying it's Wednesday night and I always have pains in the backs of my leg on Wednesday night. I may not hurry to the prayer meeting. It'll only cause me some bad night. No, we are to stand in this evil day. Stand, therefore, how? With your loins girt about with truth. Truth is the great citadel from which we make our attack upon the enemies of Christ. And so we have to stand, therefore, having our loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, on our feet, shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. You'll never win the battle if you're thrown to the ground. You'll only win the battle if you're standing straight for God and for Christ. Above all, taking the shield of faith. You'll never fight this battle except you're a believing soldier of the cross. Above all, taking the shield of faith for with ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts. Not some of them, but every one of them. May every fiery dart of hell in this prayer meeting be broken tonight as we pray. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Take the armor, but take with the armor the weapons of war. Prepare yourself for the greatest fight you ever joined. And how do we do that? Having taken the helmet and the sword, we have to remember the sword is the mighty Word of God. And we're to pray always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. And watching thereto with all the perseverance and supplication for all sins. To pray for all sins. If not to leave any of them out, as people pray for themselves and pray for my wife and my family and my friends. But that's not the way we pray. We're in the great church. We're in the church of Jesus Christ. And the love for the people of God who are members of that church should overflow with them and us and God as we pray. praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me. The preacher needs utterance. He needs to have his mouth opened. He needs to have it filled with the powerful word of the living God. He must open his mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. And then he says, we need to be in fellowship. Yes, people must know what we're doing, and that ye also may know my affairs, and how I do. Tychicus, a beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, shall make known to you all things, whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that ye might know our affairs, and that he might comfort your hearts. Peace be to the brethren, and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all of them that love the Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Amen. What a prayer! What an occupation! What a tribulation! What a battle! What orders God has given! All in a few verses of the great New Testament revelation. May the Lord help us tonight to pray. We haven't come here to hear a sermon. We're here to fight the battle. We're not here to listen to somebody else praying. We're here to enter into the battle with them and for them and through them. We have come to touch God. And if God touches us and we're touched by Him, happy we shall be. And our prayers will be heard at God's eternal throne of grace.